12J.
Listen to the following extract about an incident on the tube. Use your imagination and complete the story in a paragraph of not more than 100 words. You can use the following questions to help you.
An incident on the tube. He had to get away. Immediately. No sign of Rainer yet, but he could feel his eyes on him. He was coming. Ethan pushed through the crowd, trying to get to the escalator. Hundreds of people were milling about, stopping to look at their little tube maps, getting in his way. No, the stairs would be quicker. He sprinted down the stairs, swiped his Oyster card at the gate, and burst into the sudden bright light of the open space. Victoria and Piccadilly lines to the right, Metropolitan and City lines straight ahead. More and more people kept pouring into the already crowded space. An elderly couple was standing in the busiest section of the tunnel, looking lost. A group of Danish students were laughing and pushing each other around, almost tripping over a child who was scrabbling around for his dropped Oyster card. He looked around, trying to get his bearings. Ethan knew that Rainer knew that he knew what had happened that fearful night outside the hotel. He had no business being there, of course, and if he hadn't been there, he wouldn't have seen it happening. But he had, and now it has come to this. He looked around, trying to spot his pursuer through the great mass of people, and there he was, coming up behind him on the descending escalator, in no apparent hurry, wearing his beanie and smiling slightly. Ethan was panting now, but he didn't panic. He knew the station better than most, and he could easily shake Rainer in the lunchtime crowd. At the bottom of the stairs, he took a right and headed to a lower escalator. At the base, he pushed his way through onto the crowded platform. The train was in, and people were pushing forward to board it, mingling with the disembarking passengers. He walked along the platform as fast as he could, turned left, dashed through a short tunnel, and took the now empty stairs two at a time. As he sprinted towards the northern line, he glanced back over his shoulder, saw Rainer closing in.